Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Opining.
Hey, what you do with your furniture is your
makes
your
it shiny.
I think this is all not... Noise to me is like there's nothing behind this. I think it's more than noise.
Sure.
But I don't think the 49ers are actively out there. Like John Lynch said, you never close the door on a trade.
I think if you're actively listening, and that was one of my problems with some of the reporting yesterday.
Yeah.
Not that it's wrong, but like Silver's first framing of it. Yeah, Silver's first report was and again, it's not to discredit the report, it's just read this a couple of times before you form your opinion. Mm-hmm. He was very specific. And it's something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Other teams think.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Yeah. Like sources that's, around
that,
the league.
Yeah. Right. That is very, very that's different very,
yes.
than the 49ers are looking to trade Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel.
Right.
But it fits exactly with what you just said. Mm-hmm. They might not be actively looking to trade anybody. But they are actively listening. To me, when you're actively listening, that's noise. When you're actively looking, all right, there's something going on there. There's smoke. But if you're listening, like that's
and to a certain degree,
that's noise.
They're gonna always be actively listening, right? Like because John Lynch just said, like, yeah, we're always our phone line is always open.
Everybody. Every player is available all the time.
Right.
And they said, John Lynch said, and this is, you talk about framing. John Lynch said, you never close the door on a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw.
And that's fine.
I saw this written as, John Lynch won't close the door on Brandon Ayuk trade. Like, yeah, do you know why? Because if the Chiefs called and said, hey, we love Brandon Ayuk and we think he'd pair great with Blaine Gabbert, will you guys trade Brandon Ayuk for Patrick Mahomes? Like, yeah, they're going to do it.
Right.
You know, and to bring it to reality, a little more to reality, yeah, they won't close the door on a Deebo Samuel trade because if the Patriots call and say, we'll give you 34 this year and our one next year for Deebo Samuel,
mm-hmm.
probably gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they'll take it because that is value to them. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, when you look at, let's talk about the money because this is a big thing on the internet yesterday. Well, you can't pay them both. Yes, you can. Like, literally they can. You can extend Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually drop his $14 million cap number this year. So you can make Brandon Ayuk cheaper this year. And then, yeah, Deebo Samuel probably gone in 2025 mm-hmm. because you're still going to take a dead cap hit, but there's more cap savings if you let him go next year. There's just not a lot of reasons to move him this year. There's just not.
Right.
Outside of him going, I want out, I'm not playing for you guys anymore, which isn't the case.
Right.
And then the thing that got buried yesterday in the whole Brandon Ayuk trade stuff, Brandon Ayuk's texting John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan saying, fire pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Does this sound contentious? Like, hey, he's on his way out the door? I don't know, man. I don't want to take anything off the table.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very surprised if I would be floored if Brandon Ayuk got dealt. I would be very surprised if Debo Samuel got dealt today. But if some team comes in with a godfather offer, like, yeah, it's really clear the Niners' phone line is open. Yeah.
And even to, like, what you talked about, I think it was before the pick. I don't know. I just saw a tweet, and I didn't check the timestamp, so that's my fault. And even then, it probably might not have told me the whole thing. But wasn't Kyle Shanahan talking to the media and was like, yeah, we feel like we've made some good progress in this Brandon Ayuk negotiation. Hopefully we can keep that going and hopefully get it hashed out. Like, he was talking like, yeah, we still working to get that done. Not, you know, sometimes they'll be like, both sides are really far apart, you know, and we got a lot of work to do. It wasn't that. It was just like, no, I think we're going in the right direction. Hopefully we can get something done. Like, nothing about what they were talking about says they're on the verge of trading Brandon Ayuk.
No, I don't. And like everything out was like, yeah, they would trade him for the 12th pick. But that deal wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But then again, they'd trade a lot of people for the 12th pick. Mm-hmm. There are so many players that would trade for the 12th pick or whatever it is. Yeah. So I don't think the Ricky Pearsall pick has anything to do with it. I don't think Brandon Ayuk's getting traded. I think a lot of this has just been kind of – go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to piggyback off of your point of, like, whatever, like, everything that they have in front of them right now that they have to deal with this roster doesn't have to be dealt with this year.
No. Next year is
a big year. So why would you rush and make a move that would make, like Nick Wagner said, make you worse this year when you don't have to?
Doesn't make any sense. What exacerbated all this, too, was the Lions extending Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown and giving them bags and Devontae Smith getting a bag. And A.J. Brown getting his extension. Mm-hmm. And people were like, hey, the Niners, if they're not paying him now, then they're obviously going to trade him. I'm like, no, they go to July on these. And with Nick Bosa, they go through to September. Like, this is just, I personally don't love it. But it's also like, it's why they've been able to get Fred Warner and George Kittle and Trent Williams and Debo Samuel and Nick Bosa. It's why they've been able to get all these deals done because they have these soft deadlines that they wait on. And then, you know, people, when money starts to come into play, like, yeah, hey, you're under contract. You're going to lose money if you don't show up to camp. That's when, you know, people maybe start to come down from their bottom offer. Like, okay, fine. If they wanted 30, okay, fine. Now we'll take 28. So.
Kyle Matson with D'Lo and Casey here on KIFM West Sacramento 98.5 FM KRX QHD2 Sacramento ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. The good news is no one's agent weighed in yesterday. When agents weigh in on draft picks, something probably went really, really wrong.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that later.
Did you hear what Kyle Shanahan said about Ricky Pearsall?
I did not.
This is crazy. It's the thing I texted you.
Oh, wow.
This is wild.
Jeez.
Wow.
Kyle Shanahan said.
Left out of that.
Kyle Shanahan said.
Hold on. Let me get everything I need.
Oh, yeah, boy.
We're reviewing.
Oh, okay.
For,
hold on. Let me get my screen ready because I know what's happening. Go ahead.
We're going to. Chatty House already heard this. We're reviewing for a flagrant two impossible ejection.
Yep.
Kyle Shanahan on Ricky Pearsall. And I quote, he's not huge, but he's still got a good body where he can handle it on any side or any length.
Yo, I didn't even read it out loud like that.
That's
like, reading
crazy.
It was crazy, but actually hearing the words, I need another flag.
Dude,
I got my hat. I don't have a flag anymore. I got to throw my hat.
I got double T's.
No, man, run that back real quick. Yeah. No, run that back.
Yeah. Well, I guess Kyle Shanahan got the Joel Embiid treatment. He didn't get ejected for a clear flagrant two. But my goodness.
That was crazy. I mean, just one more time. That was crazy.
He's not huge.
Well.
But he's still got a good body where he can handle it on any side or any length. That's like, three fouls on one play.
Yeah, the call on the field has been upheld. Even Joe threw a flag. Joe's been here 4 days. He threw a flag. He's not having it.
I heard. I was like, whoa.
Now, he did. This isn't like, this is on audio somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can go find it.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah, we're clipping that.
Kyle.
Well, yeah, it was one of those ones where when I first wake up in the morning, my wife's still asleep. So if I'm scrolling Instagram, I got the sound down, but people are very nice and they put the words on their reels. So shout out to Cam Inman who posted this. Cam Inman of the Mercury News. And I was just reading the words and I was like, all right, this is one of those things where like the translation or the transcription got a little messed up. I gotta listen. There's no way he said that. And I was like, oh, that's exactly what he
said.
That
one's crazy. Like I said, I read Kyle's text and I read the words and I was like, damn, that's crazy. But actually hearing them said was
insane. Totally insane.
Second graders are listening right now, Kyle. Come on, man. Shanahan.
Oh, yeah. Right. I was going to say. I'm just giving the coaches analysis of the pick.
Well, that's a hell of an analysis. That's why he's one of the best in the game, I guess.
Yeah.
Position-wise, not player-wise. I feel like you might have addressed this at the top of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Did they miss? Was this a mistake?
No.
No. Okay.
You just need to, it's the same reason I love the Raiders pick so much.
Mm-hmm.
Did they need a tight end? No, but Brock Bowers is a really freaking good football player. Get him in your building and figure it out.
Mm.
I think the 49ers looked at it and looked at 2025 and possibly 2024, but more 2025 and went, hey, we need to start restocking this cupboard. Let's see. What
Which had been a fear, by the way. You've talked about that before. At some point.
This group is coming to an end.
Yeah, this ain't going to be there no more.
Unless they work out an extension with Juwan Jennings, he's a free agent next year. Mm-hmm. Deebo Samuel, we've mentioned for the financial reasons, probably gone next year. And then you look down and you're like, okay, so you got 32-year-old Chris Conley, and you've got Ronnie Bell, who may or may not be any good at football, and you have Danny Gray, who was on IR and healthy last year.
Damn,
didn't
Gray's
want to reactivate him. I mean, they needed help and depth at that position.
They might mess around and get another one in this draft.
They could. They could for sure. Watch out for Malachi Corley. Mm. Dude.
Where are you from?
Western Kentucky. Mm. Straight closest of all the next Deebo Samuels, he's the very closest.
Wow. Wow. I keep throwing, when you talk about making moves and the roster looking different in next year, I keep throwing George Kittle in there. What you think about that? And I love George Kittle, but
yeah, it's a definite possibility. I think the Kittle thing depends a little bit on A, how he plays this year, and B, how the Ayuk contract gets structured. Mm-hmm. And then same thing if Brock is signing an extension, what that kind of winds up looking like. Mm-hmm. But I think Kittle's got two more years.
I hope so. I mean, look, I don't want any of these. I love this 49ers team. I love this group, but it just is what it is. It's the truth. Deebo, my favorite player probably. And, I mean, contractually, his injury situation.
How well is his game going to age?
Yeah, it only makes sense. You know, one thing, I talked to Damien about it yesterday. One thing that kind of concerned me a little bit, which may be another reason why they made a move for wide receiver, is I think Deebo and Ayuk are fantastic. I love both of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they kind of got strapped up in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't create a lot of separation at all.
Deebo had three catches on 13 targets. That's crazy.
And it seemed like
and
every
time. That's not his game. He's never been an elite separator.
Right, right. They couldn't get any separation in the Super Bowl. And then, look, that might have been the best secondary in the league,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So there's that. But, man, that took me back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
seeing, when they would break down, oh, man, look what the DBs are doing to the – and I would see these plays over and over. I'm like, these guys aren't getting open.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. That's where I think a guy like Ricky Pearsall, even if he's never a Pro Bowler, if you just have another guy who can separate a little and then you get to third and four, third and five game on the line, just another option.
Hell, that's probably one of the reasons Juwan Jennings had such a big Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to get open.
Well, and they were, he's a really good separator, but they were also devoting so much, so many resources to stopping Brandon Ayuk.
Mm.
So, yeah, man.
What happens today?
What do you mean?
Players are picked.
Thank you.
Oh, in the draft. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's
I was
good.
My,
that's
I was,
good. Thank you.
In my brain, you asked me, what do I have going on today? I was like, I don't know. I'm going to
Yeah, what you doing,
home.
Buddy? Yeah, no.
Watch the draft.
Your three busiest days of the year.
Yeah. Oh, it's just brutal.
I was just trying to find an audio version of Kyle's terribly inappropriate remark.
They probably took that down.
It might have been scrubbed from there.
Yeah, scrubbed from there. Like it's a Tupac AI.
I'll try and find the exact.
I was trying to find it on Twitter because I can share it on Twitter to the screen.
Oh, right.
It's okay.
What is Vince Carter talking
about? What?
Looking down at. What's that Vince Carter? I got one more in me or something.
Wait, says I got a lot. I got a lot more in me? Whoa.
No, that's not a real quote. Don't do that.
I know, but that's I've seen not that. A real I've seen that before. Crazy. I've seen that before. It cracks me up with whatever the context of it is, though.
He was talking about the joke on this is Kyle Shanahan drafting running backs. That's
get my name. Hey, get my name out of here, bro.
Sorry.
Get my name out of here.
Yeah.
No, I think the 49ers take an offensive tackle, and I think they trade up for an offensive tackle.
Mm. Okay.
And draft a corner in the third round. Okay. And cornerback or linebacker in the third round.
Linebacker. I'm surprised you didn't say defensive tackle because you know they always go.
That's just on the board always. They could definitely do that. Yeah. And then I think the Raiders go offensive line and a corner as well.
RaidersWire.com. I like it. Your partner, Chris Biederman, is going to join us coming up here in about 30 minutes. Been carrying that guy for years. I know.
Dude, I've ridden Chris's coattails for a decade now. So,
Chris Biederman will join us in about 30 minutes. Big thanks to our man, Kyle Mattson, for a great week's worth of work. And I'll ask you here on the air so you can't say no. We'd love to have you back Monday. To recap everything the 49ers did. I normally save our
we got stuff going on.
Big visits for.
We got a break.
For no, 15. I know that. All right.
Yeah,
fine.
I'm back Monday.
Joe, throw it a break, for goodness sakes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento's sports leader, ESPN 1320.
It was once said by a man who couldn't quit. Hey. Dope man, please can't have another hit.
Hey. Keep going.
I thought you was trying to get my attention.
No, I was trying to hit the ad-lib.
That might be the last line I can say.
I was trying to hit the ad-lib.
It was once said by a man who couldn't quit. Dope man, please can't I have another. Yeah, that's definitely the last line I can say. Definitely. Aldrin J says, I love how the WWE draft is on at the same time as the NFL draft. Kind of dumb, but okay. I think the guy in your avatar, Triple H, said, or your profile pic, said that was the point. Everyone's talking about draft, 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 draft. Why not capitalize on that and have the WWE draft start tonight on the second night of the NFL draft?
And also, depends on where you live. good SmackDown come on at 8 for me.
Oh yeah, that's a shoot. Yeah, that's right.
SmackDown come on
yeah.
at 8. So
yeah, them tape delays are unsavory.
The NFL draft might still be going on, but
yeah, it's two rounds tonight, right? Yeah, 2 and 3.
Third. Although I think there's shorter time in between.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know what caught me?
4 to 8. Maybe it won't be 4 hours.
You know what caught me about the presentation of, and it was probably just the particular moment I noticed because I left a little later than I intended to yesterday. So I caught some stuff in the car, got home, flipped the TV on. And I don't know if it was the first thing I heard, but it was the first thing like I actively paid attention to. I'm trying to get dinner ready, do all these different things. And I swear to you, I'm convincing myself it's not happening, but I hear it. Mm. I'm proud to be an American. And I'm like, I'm getting settled, and I know I'm confused. I'm like, what is going on? And I look at the screen, and the you know the panel's talking, but they had a band on the stage, mm-hmm. and that's how they're killing time. And the band is singing, "I'm proud to be an American." And Roger comes up, and the first thing Roger does is whatever propaganda pitch for the military that they were doing last night. That was the first thing he said.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay. This has become a circus. That's fine. Y'all do your thing. Still like the presentation. Still like the... But, man, they really lean into this stuff.
Yeah.
That, like...
Yeah.
Like, I think... I think and I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I saw it because we were busy on KSFM. Pretty sure they sang the national anthem.
I think that lady sang.
What we were seeing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. The volume was down, so
we don't need this.
Shouldn't assume.
We don't need this. It's bad enough you do it before games. You don't have to do it before the draft.
Are you doing it before the...
Stop it.
The owners' meetings, too? Like, what are we doing?
Well, probably.
What are we doing
Jerry, out here? Jerry's in there with the other, 30 guys leading the Pledge of Allegiance. a little unnecessary.
You know, the one of the things that I'm still just stuck on right now is the is this NBA thing.
And sorry. Scooter says Roger was on them good pain meds last night. I felt so bad for him. He recently had back surgery.
Was he a little loopy? What was
Well, no, I don't know if he was loopy or not. I didn't catch that, and I can't say I was paying enough attention to what Roger was saying versus whatever. But I did feel bad watching some of the replays of the bro hugs because some of them boys got him.
Oh,
like they one guy like picked him up and
Oh no.
Remember when China like ragdolled Terry and like Terry was flailing all over the place?
I do remember that. I know why.
Somebody got Roger and like lifting him up and is like shaking him. I'm like, oh my God. Might have broken Roger Goodell in half right there.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. I remember that because Terry
sold that.
Been thrown all over the place.
Terry went like completely when they did it. I get because she explained what she did and she said it hurt pretty bad, but she like went completely like limp and said, "Hey, like I'll let you do what you got to do."
Yeah.
And, China's a monster, especially back then.
Right.
Picked her up. Terry goes limp, and China starts shaking. And she looks like one of them inflatable
She didn't look real.
Oh, that's one of the most incredible one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
She did not look real.
Shout out Joe. He's in there producing.
Oh.
I didn't even notice the Kyle Madsen thing was on the screen, but Joe in there working.
Shout out
Jesse would have left it there for the next 3 hours. That's not true. That's not true.
But no, what I was going to say, though, was I'm just like, now I'm almost lost with this NBA rights.
The media deal? Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, big it's time.
Big news. And I am an Amazon Prime guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously I watch.
You're a subscriber.
Well, yeah, subscriber.
You're not an Amazon Prime guy because we hate going to that app.
It's true, but they're starting to wear me down a little bit.
Well, now that we ain't no more wearing down, they beat us down. Okay. If this is the case,
this is where the two TVs might come into effect in the loft.
So there's some things. This will be fascinating for those who are just tuning in. A lot more draft coverage on the way. We'll definitely get to the Raiders pick as well and look ahead for what might be there for the Las Vegas Raiders. Chris Biederman's going to join us in about 15 minutes. To talk more about the draft, more about the 49ers. We might talk to Chris Biederman a little bit about the Sacramento Kings, as well as obviously he was a part of everything that went on earlier this week with the exit interviews with the players. And, of course, Mike Brown and Monty McNair speaking as well. But if you're just tuning in, it's not an official announcement, but this is very much out there for a reason. The Athletic reported that the NBA and Amazon Prime have, quote, the framework of a deal that would make the streaming services one of the main homes for league games. Now, that phrasing right there is really important. One of the main homes for league games. Mm-hmm. Now, what does this mean for ESPN and ABC, essentially Disney? Mm-hmm. And what does this mean for TNT? It could mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It could mean absolutely nothing because, as we've speculated, this could be a completely different type of television package. This could be a completely different type of presentation. And I think with a streaming service like Amazon, man, you don't want to undercut League Pass because I think League, you know, that for basketball junkies like us and, you know, the Chatty House, man, like, League Pass is dope. Like, you come home on a night the Kings aren't playing, and you could just hit the multi-view, have a couple of games on, or whatever marquee game that didn't hit, you know, TNT or ESPN. Like, it's awesome to have.
I love what they do now with the in-arena stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
right,
that
right.
Actually, it seems like a small, like, obsolete type thing, but I love the in-arena, no commercials type deal they got going on.
So think about, again, it's difficult, and you would need the NBA's help with this, which obviously you could get. This is huge for them. Amazon opening up the window for like four games, and you have the opportunity to pick one of those four games to watch or hit the quad box, and you essentially have League Pass for one night a week or something similar. Mm-hmm. To, you know, there might be 14 games on, yeah, but you got four really good games to choose from on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And you could pick one to watch,
yeah,
or you could watch all four of them or two of them or three of them or whatever. Like, you could do, you know, the multi-screen that YouTube has set up.
Yeah, that would be dope. Amazon, like I said, I'm checking them out, obviously, because they got Thursday Night Football. Well, Amazon in general. That's the other thing about, mm-hmm, this, right? Like, just Amazon Prime in general, mm-hmm, outside of sports, is already, like, official. And Prime Video is official already. So people are already kind of used to it, at least, mm-hmm, I am. Mm-hmm. And this is just another added bonus.
And as much as I complain about opening that app, I'll give Amazon credit in that there are little things that drive me nuts. Like, for some reason, when I feel like I watch a game on ESPN or ABC, it doesn't look up to par, mm-hmm, with other channels. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. It just always looks a smidge bit off. Mm-hmm. Thursday Night Football looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks, yeah, like legitimate 4K screening. Yep. It looks terrific.
Yep.
So I'll give them, you know, all the credit in the world for that. There's always going to be hiccups with streaming stuff. I found out yesterday, James, I think it was Jay in the chat, alerted us to how to eliminate a chunk of the delay from YouTube. YouTube can be really far behind. Like, I say really far behind in our world, in sports, where we're watching and people are tweeting. It can be like 30 to 45 seconds off. Like, it feels pretty lengthy. You can eliminate that. But part of the reason there's a delay with YouTube is because they build in a buffer which could eliminate – they build in their own buffer which could eliminate buffering issues with you, depending on your, you know, your speed of internet and the particular connection. You can eliminate that delay. Mm. And I think that's one of the things that Thursday Night Football has, too, is they have that built-in delay, which creates a better streaming experience.
Mm. Yeah, Amazon is the truth, man. Amazon is the truth with their broadcasting. And then they have stuff that, you know, caters towards me. And then how I feel, right? Like, well, shout out, Ben.
Ben has a different type of delay. Ben has a different type of delay. He'll respond to this on Tuesday when he sees it.
But like the shoulder programming that you get with Thursday Night Football, they've got the Statcast. They've done the shop a couple of times. You know, watching the game live. Mm-hmm. Like, I love all that stuff, and you know, you've got. I've been watching a little bit of Prime with, because PBC is over there, the boxing company. So they're over there.
They're on Prime?
They're on Prime. And they got, like, the archive is crazy. Mm. Now, the NBA already kind of has that with the NBA app, and I wonder how that would work out a little bit. But the archive of shoulder programming, short shows, old games, all this other stuff, I got to think a lot of that might be coming to Amazon Prime.
Okay. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be interesting. I mean, how, like, they navigate that with the NBA app will be interesting to see.
Or they may have the license to start their own stuff, too. Because all that stuff is like, I don't know what it is.
Who,
NBA
who?
Amazon. Oh. So, like, a lot of, like, the Pass the Rock series. I don't know if you've ever seen
that. Oh, okay, I got you. Start their own programming.
Yeah.
Got you,
So I really like the Pass the Rock series on NBA, on the NBA app. That's NBA Entertainment or something like that. Amazon Prime might have, because they have the license now, they may start their own version of a Pass the Rock or a weekly Hard Knocks type show or something like in conjunction with the NBA.
What, or y'all really want in on this? Okay. We'll sell you the archive. Mm. Remember, the WWE Network was just that. Mm-hmm. It was the WWE Network where you downloaded the WWE app. And if they wanted to, you know, throw up a pop-up for the shop zone, or they wanted to take you through the shop zone, but like they were in control of everything. They sold it to NBC. Mm. And so now NBC has the WWE Network, but they paid for that. Mm-hmm. The number one question that was asked when Raw was announced that it was going to Netflix in 2025 is, does Netflix eventually take over the WWE archive and all of WWE's main programming is now on Netflix? Mm. Just like any other media rights deal, the right to air all of the archives footage from the WWE with NBC ends. Mm-hmm. They could sell that to Netflix. You could potentially create a massive deal with Amazon by saying, no, you're getting the live television rights.
Right.
You want more? Okay. Here's the cost of our archive. Mm-hmm. Here's the cost of, hey, you want tiers? Here's the NBA Finals archive.
Mm.
Here's the Christmas Day archive or the regular season archive. Or here's, you know, you don't even have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, these delinquents in Sacramento, these Yahoos in Sacramento who have seen airtime 4 million times. Here's the archive to airtime and Come Fly With Me and Always Showtime and all of these different little videos that we've continued to produce over the years but have made them available in different forms. Here's the cost for that. And now you have Amazon as a legitimate destination for NBA fans.
Yeah. And I think your point is 100% spot on, but I was looking like that because I think Prime has airtime right now. I think that's where I watch.
For free?
That. Yeah.
Oh, salute. Prime has,
yeah. And I think they have Come Fly With Me. I think they have the Jordan.
All the Jordan videos?
Yeah. I'll
find out right now.
that'd be crazy, man. That'd be crazy. And the NBA on the NBA app, you know, I've looked for this stuff. They have the finals archive on the app. They've got every finals.
Yep.
I think starting with 1990, they have all the finals. Every game of every series. So you move that over to Amazon. But like you talked about as well, though, this doesn't mean the end of anything for ESPN or TNT.
No. Like not
what,
at all.
Like I'm thinking about the days, and maybe you know it's a little too simplistic of looking at it, but NBA could still have TNT could still have Tuesdays.
So let's dig a little bit further in into that before you get go too far. ESPN, ABC, this again according to The Athletic, are expected to keep the finals on its network for the duration of its deals. Like Amazon, ESPN's new contract is also expected to be at least a decade in length. Mm.
So they're saying ESPN, if they re-up, probably when they re-up with the NBA, it'll probably be a decade in length, and they'll look to keep the finals, or their deal already is at 10 years.
Both. The last deal they signed was 9 years. ESPN and ABC also have the framework of a deal. So ESPN, ABC, they also have the framework of a deal with the expectations that an agreement will be completed. The finals are expected to stay on ESPN and ABC. Like Amazon, it will be a 10-year deal.
This is a great deal. This is great for the NBA so far. Everything I've heard is great.
So an important note here, nothing from any media outlet has been reported about TNT. Mm-hmm. However, and I remember us talking about this before, and it's a great line that Andrew threw in here to remind everybody. The NBA prefers to have three companies involved in its new deals, but has not ruled out adding a fourth. Mm. The NBA is finishing up their current deals with ESPN and TNT. That's two. Mm-hmm. They've made it clear they want three. Mm-hmm. Amazon, this isn't them saying this. This is me. We know we have ESPN. It appears we have Amazon. There's plenty of room.
There's two slots available
to sign TNT. And if you wanted to do a fourth, which they insinuated here, I guess you could. There is not
a fourth is going to be that's going to be. I think that one's going to sneaky be the one that they kind of not. It's not going to be the biggest deal, but they got a bidding war for that one. They got a bidding war between NBC, who wants to be involved. Netflix probably wants to be involved. I think FS1 would be smart to try to get involved. And I don't know, maybe you get Paramount in there. I think there will be a bidding war for that one last spot.
You said FS1?
Or Fox or whoever the case may be.
Yeah, like FS1, like, I'm sorry, sir, you're not invited to this conversation.
They need to be.
Like Fox could be invited.
Yeah, and that's who it would be. It would be Fox, who can maybe play some games.
Like you're talking broadcast. Yeah.
They need to be.
Yeah, no, for sure. Broadcast station could get involved. Absolutely. I feel like NBC would have the probably lead in that, given that heard they're a little bit thirsty.
They want it bad. Yeah, they want it bad.
More here.
TV might get involved in that.
The advancement in the Amazon and ESPN talks leaves incumbent Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns network TNT Sports, to face off with NBC, which is owned by Comcast, for the likely last package of games. Mm. Warner Brothers Discovery has the right to match deals. That's important. But NBC could try to structure an agreement in a way that makes it difficult. Can't imagine what that would be, but if I could, I'd probably be making $1 million to be an executive at NBC. Instead, I'm Kenny's sidekick.
No, that's not true. Your name's first.
Boy, NBC, I just think because it flowed better. NBC, man, NBC outbidding Warner Brothers would be like, can you imagine the NBA without inside the NBA?
I can't, but who's to say it would leave? It might just move. Inside the NBA specifically.
But like Ernie, I think, is a Warner Brothers Discovery employee. Mm. Like, I mean, matter of fact, they all are. Mm-hmm. Because the tournament is a Warner Brothers Discovery entity.
Yeah. Now you wonder.
Ernie does baseball. Ernie does other stuff.
Right. Now you wonder if what their contracts look like. Mm-hmm. Did it coincide with the end of the broadcasting deal, and now
gotta imagine, yeah.
And now gotta, you know, imagine. once that the broadcasting deal is up, there are free agents to negotiate. I mean, that seems to be the smart move.
Boy, Ernie Johnson in the Olympics. Come on, man. I know. Tirico's over there. I know they got guys over there, but Ernie trumps all of those guys. Yeah. Ernie on the Olympics is a no-brainer, an absolute no-brainer.
You could, man, there's a lot that you could do with the streaming and with the new deal. You could get a Charles, Shaq, and Kenny in a Manning cast type situation, not just inside
on the Peacock, yeah. Uncensored. You could watch Charles fall asleep live during the game.
Yeah, they wouldn't be there. They're not even watching the game.
You're just watching an empty room. Another line here. The NBA has made it clear that it wanted to define itself for the next frontier of viewing with streaming at the forefront. Mm. Man, Amazon is they're all in. Yeah. Ain't no question about that, man. They're all in. Is the ideal, do you think, the ideal situation for the NBA is Amazon, Disney, ESPN, ABC, and NBC? Because I'm trying to think about Warner Brothers Discovery versus NBC Universal. Or NBC, I don't, Comcast, however you want to frame it. You have TNT, TBS, it basically lives on TNT, but you have a large number of outlets that you can work with. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about advancing and you link up with NBC and now you have what you just laid out, shoulder programming available on Peacock and all of these different things, man.
My thought a little bit, my first initial thought would be NBC probably would be in the lead because for two things. Number one, you get – and I don't know how much it matters anymore. Maybe I'm a little old school, but you get the network TV component.
Mm-hmm.
I know cable is in almost every house, but it's still network TV with NBC. Mm-hmm. The other thing you get, if the NBA was smart and maybe thinking about this, is you get the NFL advertising. So during a Chiefs-Dolphins game, coming up on Tuesday, Lakers versus Celtics.
Yep.
And you can't get that on TNT right now.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good call right there, boy. Ooh, that might be the call.
Yeah. And the NBC, reason why I think Amazon, about that is they talk about that a lot with boxing matches, right? When boxing was on Fox, they'd be like, oh, during the Cowboys-Vikings playoff game, they just ran a commercial for Spence versus whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And now the NBA can get in on that.
Yeah. So it was always fun to watch the Fox guys die a little bit when they had to do a read for SmackDown. They die just a little bit every time they'd have to say, tune into Roman Reigns this Friday. We'll come back, man. Chris Peterman's with us. We'll talk more about the NFL draft, talk more 49ers. We'll talk a little Kings with our man Chris Peterman as well. He joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Live all around the world on the free Odyssey app.
All right, man, it's Friday rolls along. Appreciate you for being with us, and happy to bring in our main man, Chris Biederman, of course, of the Sacramento Bee. And him and Kyle Mattson do a terrific job over at Candlestick Chronicles covering the San Francisco 49ers. Chris, want to get to some Kings talk here at the end of this conversation, but everybody's buzzing about the draft. Lots going on. We talked to Kyle, got his thoughts earlier. I know you guys dropped a post-round one draft podcast for Candlestick Chronicles. Curious what you think about the noise surrounding the wide receiver position and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's decision to add a new wrinkle to that position.
Yeah, I mean, it's complex, I think, just given the state of the Niners receiving room. In my opinion, I think it would take a really significant offer, one that they're not likely to get, to trade either Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk. I think the ship sailed on a Brandon Ayuk trade about midway through the first round last night, because the Niners, you know, weren't going to trade Brandon Ayuk unless they knew they could get an early first round pick and potentially a difference maker right away on a rookie contract. He's that valuable to them. And then, you know, you hear all this reporting about Deebo Samuel and the Niners talking to other teams about him. I would find that unlikely too, just because this is a team that's really trying to win now. Even if you get a second and a third round pick for Deebo, I don't feel like you're more likely to win the Super Bowl in 2024, or I guess it would be winter 2025, if Deebo Samuel's playing elsewhere and you have two additional rookies filling that void. So, you know, I talking with some, you know, some mutual friends that you and I have and you know, people I know in the building, I think there are a couple different things at play. Deebo Samuel plays his best football when he has an edge to him, right? Like when he has real motivation to play good football is when he plays his best football. 2 years ago, when he had his 1,800-yard season, that was the first year that following offseason he was eligible for a new contract. So essentially in a contract year, he balled out. After he got paid, he admitted he had a pretty bad season last year. It was a decent season, but probably not near the level that he holds himself to. If you're Kyle Shanahan and that you know Deebo Samuel plays better football with a particular edge to him, would you spend the offseason kind of tinkering with this trade idea, maybe to sort of nudge Deebo into having this edge to him going into this upcoming season? I think that would make sense. While at the same time, if you put it out there that Deebo Samuel's potentially available, with the idea that it's only going to take an offer that completely knocks your socks off to trade him, mm-hmm. maybe you stumble into a ridiculous offer via a betting war that's created, and maybe you get a first round pick in 2025 or something for Deebo Samuel. More than likely, you're not going to get that. So you do get a motivated Deebo Samuel, and you do have a pretty deep and talented wide receiver room. In the last year, you're going to have Brock Purdy on his rookie contract, presumably in 2024. So I'm not ruling out a trade of Deebo Samuel. Like I said, I think a trade of Brandon Ayuk, I think that idea has sailed. But, you know, the 49ers can make it work financially even after they pay Brandon Ayuk. We've said it a bunch of different times on the podcast and on the radio. Like, the way these contracts work, they can make the money work and have Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel under contract in 2024. Where it gets interesting and why I think the trade speculation about Deebo is ramping up is because going into 2025, it would seem like it's unlikely that Deebo Samuel is going to be around while Brandon Ayuk's new contract kicks in, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's going to be hard to make all of that work. So that's why you draft somebody like Ricky Pearsall, because, you know, zooming out 3-4 years from now, you hope that he would develop into a starter. And then you have, you know, Brandon Ayuk on premium money, Ricky Pearsall on his rookie contract, and you're filling out your room that way. So I think there's a lot to it. But overall, I'm expecting this wide receiver core not to look drastically different, aside from the addition of Pearsall going into the fall.
So let me ask you about Ricky Pearsall himself, a.k.a. Slick Rick, a.k.a. Yak Harlow, a.k.a. Pretty Ricky. You know what I mean?
What did Kyle Shanahan say about him?
He just said he was a good ball player.
That's not what I heard.
Let me ask you about the player himself, man, because I got to, you know, I didn't do any mock drafts. I didn't, you know, look at the prospects too much going into the draft. And I think I remember seeing him play when they played against Utah, but I don't remember specifically. But, you know, I was a little unfamiliar with him before last night. And, you know, I see film and I hear what people have to say about him, and it's really encouraging and pretty exciting. What do you think about the player himself, not even the situation around the 49ers, but the guy that they drafted?
Yeah, you know, I think the only criticism that I could come up with, like, if you are a complete draft person and you're making boards and you're ranking players, you can make a decent argument that 31 might be a little rich for Ricky Pearsall. But if you just look at the player himself and the way he plays football and his physical makeup and his mental makeup, he's absolutely a Kyle Shanahan type of receiver. He's really physical. He's a really good athlete, a 42-inch vertical leap, 4.4 speed, plays out of the slot, which complements what the 49ers do really well. I think the movement skills are something that stands out. I think his toughness, he catches the ball. Like, he doesn't have many drops. He has really good hands, and he provides a little bit of value in the return game. So in essence, I think what the 49ers are banking on right now is he upgrades your Ray McLeod spot. Mm-hmm. And potentially eats into some of Juwan Jennings' snaps out of the slot. And then moving forward, and keep in mind, Juwan Jennings is entering the last year of his contract too. Moving forward, you have somebody who could ascend it to, you know, a number three, potentially number two receiver. I don't know that he's Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua or going to be somebody that catches 120 balls, but I think he could be a really, really good, you know, top end number two receiver in the league. And our buddy Nick Wagner tweeted out the stat last night that Ricky Pearsall was the best or the most productive receiver in college football the last two seasons on deep crossing routes, right? And if you watch Brock Purdy, you know that he really excels in those deep crossing routes, throwing those guys open in the middle of the field. So I think it totally makes sense from a fit perspective, from a toughness perspective, a route running perspective, athleticism, all of those things. He seems like, you know, he's tailor-made to be in Kyle Shanahan's offense. But I think, like I said, the criticism, maybe 31's a little rich. Maybe he's not a true first-round talent. But ultimately, if he turns into a starting receiver and he's a 1,000, 1,200, 1,400-yard guy down the road, then that'll be somebody that, you know, we look at, yeah, that was a smart first-round pick.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC here on KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app, live on 98.5 FM HD2 as well. Draft coverage beginning again here at 4 o'clock. You can watch the show on 1320 TV, twitch.tv/ESPN1320, youtube.com/ESPN1320, and of course on your Twitter app or desktop. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee with us here now talking the 49ers draft last night. And Biederman, less about the player and more about how do you feel about the 49ers choosing to attack that particular position?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like they very clearly could have gone other directions, right? There's, you know, Jackson Powers Johnson's guys I've talked a little bit about, the center out of Oregon, who I think could be a starter and play at a high level. You have Jake Brendel playing your center position. I know it's not super interesting to talk about interior offensive line play, but when you think about what went wrong for the 49ers in their biggest games the last few years, it's, you know, they've been dominated by Chris Jones and Aaron Donald, and, you know, the Eagles interior guys in the NFC Championship games and the Super Bowls that they've played in, most recently Chris Jones, of course. So you wonder if, you know, upgrading at center, upgrading one of your guard spots, could put you in a better spot in those situations. I know that's probably not the best process to look at that and say, you know, we need to invest a first round pick in a guard just because of what happened in the Super Bowl or whatever. There are other areas of needs for sure. But I think it's smart, like, given how important skill position guys are to the 49ers and the way they play football, I think getting another receiver makes a ton of sense. And I would expect the 49ers to draft a receiver every year, frankly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.